I want to speak, albeit briefly, from the 40th chapter of Isaiah, looking at the 27th verse and following. I'd like us to be in prayer by the time we get to midnight, so I will not tarry long on the passage. Isaiah 40 is addressed to the people of Israel, and although it was written before they were exiled in Babylon, chapter 40 is addressed to them when they have returned. That's complicated, so I'll say it again. Although it was written well before the Babylonian exile, the Holy Spirit and Isaiah anticipated their return, and chapter 40 is to the nation of Israel after they've returned from the exile, which has not yet occurred. Judgment is therefore coming, but even before it comes, God offers hope to his people. Verse 27. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my just claim is passed over by my God? These people who have been exiled in Babylon may be tempted to think that God has abandoned them. Once God has sent us out of the land, no longer are we his. Well, the message of Isaiah is no matter how far you've gone from God, no matter how far you've been exiled, you can come back because of grace. And it was good news to the Israelites back then, and it's jolly good news to us right now, is it not? That no matter how low we fall, no matter how far we go, God brings us back. He loves us even when we do fall. He sees us even when he cannot be seen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Something is coming in verse 28, which Isaiah is saying is so obvious and so important, it's amazing you don't know it. I'm thinking, I'm mindful of that conversation with Jesus and the disciples on the road to Emmaus. And Jesus says, what's been happening in Jerusalem? And they pretty much say, where have you been? Do you not know? Do you not know what's been going on? Isaiah is making that point now. Have you not known? Have you not heard? What's coming? This is what's coming. The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. You might think, well, I know that. And yet, actually, we forget it. We forget that our God never tires, he never lacks strength, and he never tires of you and I. There are some people, are there not? To use my grandmother's expression, they're okay in small doses. I know I'm annoying. I'll say nothing of anyone else in here. But God does not find me annoying. He does not find my prayers wearisome. The fact that I never live that godly, holy life here on earth to which I am called, he does not weary of me for that reason. And Isaiah gives us the detail. He is, after all, the creator of the ends of the earth. He who made everything still does not tire. You know, when I've done a hard day's work, you might think teachers don't do hard day's work, but, you know, when I do a hard day's work, I come home and I'm tired, and there are things I can't do afterwards because I'm too tired. God is not like that. He can make a world, and he's as energetic afterwards as he was before. His understanding is unsearchable. Not only can he not tire, but his motives and intelligence are well beyond our understanding. Isaiah says later on in chapter 55, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. If you want a word for 2018, there it is. God will move in a mysterious way, which we cannot fathom and we cannot understand, and you're not meant to. He doesn't call you for your advice or your counsel. He asks you to trust him. Place your little hand in his great hand. Verse 29, he gives power to the weak. Why does he not give it to the strong? Well, the strong don't need it. The strong don't ask for it. Are you weak? Then ask God for strength. And by so doing, you become strong, very strong. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. I have noticed that when I was young, I got so much more done. I used to go to bed at 1 a.m. and get up at 7 a.m. I know it made no difference to me. And now if I'm not in bed by 10 o'clock, I pay a price for it. Well, what's happened? What's changed? Am I lazier? No, I'm getting older. And when you're young, you know, how do children have all this energy to run around and run around and run around? Because we old folk. We old folk get tired. Maybe it's all to do with metabolisms and that kind of thing, limbs being more supple. I don't know. But certainly when you're young, your minds are perhaps sharper and quicker. But Isaiah is saying, young people, even they get tired. And they'll grow up and they'll become like us. In verse 31, though, there's a but. I like the buts of Scripture. I'd love to do a series on the buts of Scripture. There's too many of them. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. So in the first part of verse 30, he's saying, listen, we all get tired. We all grow weary. God doesn't, but we do. And that is the natural order of things. But there's an exception. And those who wait on the Lord have their strength renewed. What does it mean to wait upon the Lord? I think it means those who seek him. Those who are guided by him instead of their own passions. Those who submit to him. To wait on one is what a waiter does. A good waiter, you go to a restaurant and you know you don't need to catch his eye. Because he's already waiting and waiting for your signal. He waits for you to finish a course. Seamlessly, the crockery is taken away. Those who wait upon the Lord, looking out for his signs and his signals, his guidance and his will, who submit to him, shall renew their strength. Renew means to restore that which has been lost. What's the spiritual temperature of your heart? Is it lower than it used to be? I dare say mine is. I need renewal. And maybe you're feeling weak. Maybe with a hymn writer you can say, where is that blessedness I knew when first I knew the Lord? Well, if you want renewal, if you need your strength, the promise of God is here. Wait on the Lord. Others around you will drop off. They'll get weary. They'll give it up. They'll quit. But not you. Because you have access to a strength which is divine. It says they shall mount up with wings like eagles. Eagles, when they fly, you know, they aren't flapping around. They glide. It almost looks effortless. It's not effortless. But it looks it. And the thermals lift them up and they can... Well, the eagle is a picture of the believer. Gravity and sin should pull you down. But in fact, you rise higher. Because there are forces in the atmosphere that cannot be seen, but they lift you up. And the God of heaven, who gives you the strength of his power, allows you to swoop higher and higher and higher. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Some of you know that this year I decided to walk Adrian's Wall. And we were all up for it. We planned it all. And a couple of weeks before, we thought, walking all of it, you know, might be a bit much. We'll walk half of it. And then our 7-day holiday became 2 days of walking. And in those 2 days, we did 10 miles on one day and 12 miles on the other. And I was exhausted. 12 miles, 10 miles, it's not that much. I know, right, there's quite a bit of up and down. But I was weary. But spiritually, as a believer, you can keep on walking and you won't tire. We've heard a testimony tonight from someone who's been here a long time. He mentioned somebody who was baptized who hasn't been here as long. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how old you are, physically or spiritually. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Does that sound familiar? Of course it does. What does Isaiah say in verse 28? The creator of the ends of the earth neither faints nor is weary. In other words, the people described in verse 31 become like their God in verse 28. Praise God. Let me close with Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. How did he manage to keep the faith despite the persecution, despite all the pressures? How did he manage to finish that race? How did he manage to fight and win that good fight? I'll tell you why. Because those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. 2017 is dying. 2018 is about to come. And this I pray. It's going to be a hard year. Man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upward. I can tell you that now. Do not be surprised when trouble comes. But you'll face it, and you'll fight it, and you'll take it on, and you'll win. Because you have a strength that comes not from within you, but from the throne of God. Let's pray together.